One thing I can say about the inauguration of Greg Abbott as Texas governor and Dan Patrick as lieutenant governor is that the religion haters who listened to the speeches were in full slobber spitting steam out of the ears, red-faced anger. May they find the peace of Christ. The theme of the inauguration was clearly one of giving credit to the grace of God for Texas, for the life accomplishments of the participants, and that it is servant leadership that's the goal of both Abbott and Patrick. With the opening speech, Lieutenant Governor Patrick set a strong theme of "It's a new day in Texas," using the line effectively, repeatedly, with the assembled crowds joining in. I couldn't help but think during Patrick's speech about strong conservatism that Speaker Joe Boehner Strauss, sitting just to the side, was thinking, yeah, that's what you think. It is clear the Senate will lead in conservative-based reforms to state government. What happens to that agenda in the House is yet to be seen, but much of the same agenda has been stopped by the Speaker in the past. Governor Abbott, from a political perspective, gave an open-arms address, but one that emphasized his campaign themes, including reinforcing his commitment to battle back against an overreaching federal government. Abbott used the threat from Gonzales to the feds, "Come and take it." Little to no detail was given by Abbott on legislative issues other than money intended to build roads only for that purpose and joining Patrick in a commitment to border security. In gaveling the Senate portion of the joint session to a close, Senator Hinojosa put it well, "A peaceful transfer of power in a free country." Amen. I'm Robert Pratt, and God bless Texas.